First, congratulations to actually a successful event. Most of the press maybe doesn't see it this way, but still the orbiter is in orbit and everything works fine, and that was an experiment with the landing. Still, we have some questions about the landing. First, we heard that the parachute separated too early from the Schiaparelli, is that true?
Yes, for the Schiaparelli part, we have seen all the descent into the atmosphere. This was all the events up to a certain point were according to our prediction. Mm-hmm. In terms of data we have seen and time when they occurred. Mm-hmm. The first time where we observed an anomaly is the time when the parachute was ejected. Mm-hmm. This occurred much earlier in relative terms, of course. Than
so
what
just
we
a second, not only not separated, but ejected. So the first,
ejected, I mean separated.
Separated.
Okay. It's at the end of the parachute phase.
Oh,
this
okay.
came,
mm-hmm.
roughly speaking, 50 seconds earlier than what mm-hmm. we were predicting or simulating. Mm-hmm. This is the first thing we don't understand, mm-hmm. why the onboard computer took such a decision at that time.
Mm-hmm. So this was programmed into the computer to react on certain conditions like height, speed, or whatever.
Correct. It's an ensemble of dynamic conditions.
If these conditions are met, the computer was instructed to eject the parachute.
Absolutely correct. And we don't understand why this condition came up at that point in time. We haven't looked completely yet at the various source data that build up the condition. This is exactly what we are doing now, and it's the fundamental part to understand what didn't go according to our expectation. After this ejection, release of the parachute, also the thrusters were actuated, and again only for 3 seconds instead of 30 seconds. And again, we don't understand why the onboard computer took this sequence of actions earlier, ejection of the parachute and shorter runtime of the thrusters. So this is what we have absolutely understand.
So did the signal loss occur after the thrusters were stopped? So you know the computer took the decision to stop the thrusters?
Yes, this we know. The signal, radio signal, was lost 19 seconds after having stopped the thrusters. So we have 19 seconds of data that could indicate free fall. So this is compatible with an earlier ejection of the parachute, but is absolutely not compatible with only 3 seconds firing of the thruster. Actually, if you are free falling from a higher altitude, then the thruster should fire. But of course, the computer didn't believe that was a higher altitude, otherwise it wouldn't have ejected the parachute. So this is the data which are still contradicting. We cannot exclude from the data we have that a portion of these 19 seconds of radio signal comes from the surface. We cannot exclude it.
Okay.
It's unlikely, but we cannot exclude it. We haven't processed the data to a level such that we can unambiguously say this is free fall, or part of it is not free fall, is on the surface, and then the whole thing sort of stopped the communication.
But the inertial measurements should show like an impact or whatever, if you say, or the radar should show the height from surface level.
After the thrusters have been switched off, the onboard computer believes that it's ready to land. So the whole configuration of the Schiaparelli is changed, and the radar is not useful. This condition was meant to occur at 2 meters from the ground.
So it's switched off the radar.
It's not switched off, but the data are not fed anymore in the algorithm. The algorithm is switched off, so we have to go to the source native data of the radar and process them and derive exactly what they were saying. So this is what we have to do in the coming days.
If, for example, some of the thrusters didn't work well and Schiaparelli, flipped, would it stop the signal, or you should be also able to get the signal even if it's, in other position, upside down?
Okay, the possibility that not all of thrusters actuated is still there. We, from the data we have processed, cannot unambiguously determine whether each thruster performed nominally. If some of them do not perform normally, it can happen that the Schiaparelli is flipped over or it keeps stumbling. Then we should see some properties in the radio signal, in the very tiny details of the radio signal. From the Pune radio telescope, the Earth radio telescope, it would be very difficult to detect this. By processing the data we have from Mars Express, then we should be able to see. Mm-hmm. I have to say, though, that the TGO as well, the orbiter, has been recording data throughout without any interruption. So it's very unlikely that the EDM has been tumbling or moving at a way that the radio signal was perturbed. We didn't observe this.
Mm-hmm. So, my prediction is that it was not a crash. crash, because actually then the signal should stop much later, or because if the parachute was ejected too early, then it should be like in higher altitude. So probably the signal stopped when it was still in free fall. I mean, for us there's higher possibility for that if we
cannot exclude any possibilities.
As
I said, there are some data and actions which are contradicting with each other. And this is what we don't understand yet. It's clear that one of the scenarios could be that the parachute, for whatever reason, has been ejected at a higher altitude. This thruster has been actuated for a shorter time, so we haven't dissipated all the energy, and we are falling from a higher altitude at a higher speed. And this might lead to an earlier landing, but then it's not a soft landing.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Okay.
So this is definitely a possible scenario. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to judge the likelihood of such a scenario right now, mm-hmm. but it's definitely an absolutely plausible one. What is difficult is to understand is how can it be that the software took these kind of actions? This we don't understand yet.
Okay. So, do you have some question? Okay. So, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congratulations again.
Yeah, thanks a lot.